Good vach, everybody. This is Yisachar Wortel, and we are now up to, that's right, the Parsha with the Aseret HaDibro and so much more. That's right, this is Parshat Yitro, or some people say Yisro. Anyway, we have so much to talk about, and we only have 10 minutes, so we're going to go, and I'm going to try not to talk too fast, but still a lot of information to cover. The fourth of the Aseret HaDibro, the Ten Commandments, is, as we know, the commandment to keep Shabbos. Now, Chazal teach that Shabbos functions as a something which I've spoken about also numerous times, that Shabbos functions as a bridge from the previous week to the next week. You get refreshed and you wind up and finish up the week that's ending, and it gives you strength, vigor, spiritual ability for the upcoming week. It helps you recover physically and emotionally, but also gives you the strength and stamina to be able to deal with the next week. At least hopefully, right? We have a good Shabbos, right? Kids running around, you can only do so much. But ideally, if you use your Shabbos properly, hopefully you get a good, nice, little nice Shabbos. You get some rejuvenation, and you're good to go. Now, in Bereishit, where Shabbos is first mentioned, the Torah writes, "Lechu Hashemayim v'chol tzva'am," words that we're all very familiar with. The heavens and the earth were complete in all their legions. We're going to break it down, and of course, there is so much to talk about. So I'm only going to talk about a couple snippets, but probably could spend 2 years talking about it. But we say this in Kiddush every night, but we don't always take stock of what it truly means. And as I said, there's many different things, but it's also not so straightforward in the first place, even on a very basic level. So first of all, when the pasuk says Shemayim, right, V'chu Hashemayim, which Shemayim is it referring to? Even in Bereishit, which Shemayim is it referring to? Is it referring to the heavens, right? We say the heavens. What does that mean? Does it mean the heaven when we think of heaven, like completely spiritual? Or is it also mean, or maybe only mean, the layers of the atmosphere and the stars and the sky and everything which we would call outer space? It's not really clear. Presumably it means both, but there's many different opinions that go different ways. Then we have the words Tzva'am. Tzva'am means their legions, or Hashem's legions. Which legions are these? Now, most commentaries say that in this context, it refers to the stars or possibly the constellations, which are, so to speak, the army or the legions corresponding to the sun and the moon. But it says Tzva'am, their legions, which is both, plural. So it actually is referring to not necessarily the sun and the moon, which it could be potentially, because those are plural, but it could also be the legions of Shemayim and Aretz and everything that is contained within them. So the legions of the Shemayim would be understandable. That would be what's in the sky, right? The things that kind of testify and have all the mezuzos and things like that, which would be the stars and the constellations. But what would be the legions or the tzvaot of the land? What would that mean? Now, some explain that this is the Molochim, because even though they are spiritual and they're not corporeal and on the land, they nevertheless interact with and control so many of the forces, whether we understand it or not, that involve the land. And that was created on the second day, and they preside over a lot of forces, the land and sky, but especially a lot of things which we'll call nature. But here's something that I would like to suggest, and I have not seen this elsewhere. Maybe other people talk about it. So this is my personal suggestion. But it's possible that Hashem's legions or army on land may actually be mankind, and especially the Jewish people. Our actions affect the world on so many levels. There's so much Kabbalistically written about that, and some of this is also just empirical. It can affect things in a physical way. We call it the butterfly effect, or one person just, smiling or doing something negative to another person, as well as everything that can happen cosmically, spiritually, beyond the realm of human comprehension, in the realm of thought and feeling, words, all these things like that. We have the ability to affect things far beyond our realization. And this goes back to another point that Chazal makes. It's well established in many mystical teachings that Adam, mankind, is a kli, it's a vessel. What we put into our vessel helps determine who we are, and also the shefa we can receive, and all of the other capacities for bracha, or unfortunately klalos, that we can potentially get or not get. We are what we put into our quote-unquote vessel, our kli. Now, it's interesting that the word for both, all, meaning everything, is kol, kaf lamed, and complete is also from the same root, as we see vayechuvu, and he completed. It says the same root as kli, because a vessel is everything that is contained within it. If you use a container for a certain purpose, like a vase is a kli to hold flowers, a mailbox is a kli to hold your mail. So obviously there are certain kelim that can be used for multiple purposes, but typically speaking, a kli is essentially defined as what you put into it. If you were to put pencils in a vase, then it is now a pencil holder, not a vase. What you put into the kli essentially defines the vessel. And when you fill up the vessel and you utilize it properly, it essentially is complete in its purpose. So too, we want to be a complete vessel. We want to fill up our vessel with a lot of positive things and good things and spiritual things and mitzvos and chesed and purpose. And that will make us complete. That's how we fill our vessel spiritually. Additionally, the word and the primary letters of Chaf Lamed are numerically equal to 50. Now, we know that the number 10 corresponds to a full spectrum and some level of perfection. And a greater level of perfection is Kabbalistically symbolized by the number 100, which is 10 times 10. Kol is equal to 50, which is only half of completion. So why so? In order to reach a complete state, there's actually more than one answer to this. One answer is receiving 50 and giving 50, right? So when you receive everything, you give it back to others, whether it be students or your children or anything like that. So there's a certain type of reciprocity. But we see the reciprocity in a certain sense by Shabbos too. Shabbos takes in everything from the previous week and puts it out back to the next week. And so too, we must take stock of everything that we did during the week and, hopefully good things that we did. If not, we do tshuva or fix things that we did negatively during the week. And we use it forward and we contemplate things that we can do differently or alternatively the same for the next week, right? We take stock of what we did and we think about what we have for the future. And when do we have the biggest ability to think about, we're not talking about business right now, but in terms of like our spiritual growth, our personal growth and our midos and everything like that, when do we really have a chance to reflect about this if we're really busy? That's what we have on Shabbos. Shabbos is the time that we can take stock of what we have accomplished or not accomplished and what we seek to accomplish in the future, where we succeeded and where we fell short. Now, interestingly enough, these two kols, Kaf Lamed, can correspond to many things that we have in two, including Zachar and Shamua, the two words that we see by Shabbos. And in fact, these two terms do appear in both instances where they're mentioned, Zachor and Shamor, which is in Parshas Yitro and Ve'etchanan, respectively. Now, in our Parsha, the word Zachor is used, specifically first, because first you must recall that what one has or has not done in order to know where you must go next. You can only Shamor, you can only safeguard something that you already have. So first you got to take stock of what you have. Therefore, Shabbos is a time to take stock of where you're holding, spiritually or otherwise. It says, 6 days shall you work, and you should do all of your work. Take stock of everything you do, what you're developing, work on projects, physical needs, job, school, whatever it might be. But Shabbos is different. As the pasuk states, "V'yom hashvi'i shabbat la'Hashem Elokecha lo ta'aseh kol melacha." The 7 day is for Hashem. You shall not do any or literally all of your work. Do not focus on the kol, the all of the 6 days past. Don't worry about what you've done or didn't do in the past. The goal is, what are you going to move forward as a continuity? Are you going to continue doing the good things that you did? Are you going to fix the bad things that you did or that we did? Are you going to do something different in the future? Don't dwell on the past. Yes, Zachor, remember the past, but don't dwell on the past. Acknowledge what you have accomplished, but do not focus on the past and do not focus on all of the intricacies and nuances of life, job, money, or anything like that. It's time to focus on what's really important, your midos, your mitzvos, and of course, you, your family, your relationships, most namely, your relationships with Hashem. We can transition past the kol and onto the bridge of Shabbos. And this self-reflection, as well as physical rest, enables us to revive ourselves and to achieve everything which we hope to accomplish for much of the future, but at least starting coming with everything that we can hopefully seek to accomplish and work on ourselves in the coming week. Wishing you all an amazing, amazing Shabbat Shalom.